This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. President Vladimir Zelensky warned Ukrainians to expect another brutal week of cold and darkness ahead, predicting more Russian attacks on infrastructure, which would not stop, he said, until Moscow runs out of missiles. In his nightly video address to the nation late Sunday, Zelensky said he expected new attacks this week that could be as bad as last week's, the worst yet, which left millions of people with no heat, water, or power. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday, with his ongoing attacks on the nation's infrastructure, Russian President Vladimir Putin is now trying to use the winter as a weapon of war against Ukraine. Speaking to reporters ahead of a meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Bucharest, alongside Romanian President Klaus Iohannis, Stoltenberg said he also expects more attacks on Ukraine's power grid and infrastructure, which is why he sees the need to help Ukraine with its air defense systems, will be high on the agenda for the NATO foreign ministers meeting.
Allies are providing advanced air defense systems and different systems that can both address the threats that are represented by the different types of drones, but also cruise and ballistic missiles. And I expect that one of the messages from the foreign ministerial meeting here in Bucharest will be the need to further step up the provision both of air defense systems, but also, of course, spare parts, training, and ammunition to the different air defense systems, because we need to help Ukraine to defend themselves against this horrific type of warfare.
NATO foreign ministers will meet in Bucharest Tuesday and Wednesday this week, with the discussions focusing on Russia's war in Ukraine. A top international watchdog group said Monday, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has increased the threat of use of weapons of mass destruction, including chemical munitions. This is VOA News. The white gunman who massacred 10 black shoppers and workers at a supermarket in the northeastern U.S. city of Buffalo, New York, pleaded guilty Monday to murder and hate-motivated terrorism charges. Peyton Gendron entered the plea Monday in an Erie County courtroom. The 19-year-old used a legally purchased semi-automatic rifle to gun down victims at the Tops Friendly Market in May. He said in writings posted online that his goal was to terrify black people and preserve white power. At a news conference, Erie County District Attorney John Flynn told reporters Gendron's plea included hate-motivated terrorism counts.
No individual in the history of the state of New York has been found guilty of that domestic terrorism charge motivated by hate until today. And he pled guilty to that highest charge today. He also pled guilty to all of the first-degree murder charges. All 10 counts.
The charges carry an automatic sentence of life in prison. Gendron has pleaded not guilty to separate federal hate crime charges that could carry the death penalty. As the holiday season is underway in the United States, Monday is Cyber Monday, a day when holiday shoppers go online seeking deep discounts. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Cyber Monday is expected to remain the year's biggest online shopping day, with up to $11.6 billion in sales. That's according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks transactions at over 85 of the top 100 online stores in the U.S. That forecast represents a jump of about $1 billion consumers spent last year. Adobe's numbers are not adjusted for inflation, and some analysts have said top-line numbers will be boosted by higher prices. I'm Shelley Adler.
Somali police announced that the country's security forces ended a more than 20-hour-long siege by the al-Shabaab militant group on a popular hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. At a news conference, Somali Federal Police spokesman Sadiq Adan Ali Dodishi said police killed 5 militants, while 8 civilians were killed during the attack on the Via Reis Hotel, located near the country's heavily fortified presidential palace. He said the militants initiated the assault with a suicide bombing. The spokesman said the security forces killed 5 of the 6 attackers, while one of them blew himself up. Experts told VOA they believe the attack could be seen as a retaliation by the group after it lost significant ground in the Somali government's recent offensive against the Islamic militants in the country's central provinces. The World Health Organization has renamed monkeypox as mpox, citing concerns the original name of the decades-old animal disease could be viewed as discriminatory and racist. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.